Yeah, I think, you know, obviously watch the game, had some opportunities, like I said, after the game. I thought we had opportunities to make some plays, specifically in third down situations and in the red area. And we've got to make those plays. And so I believe that we will. You know, I think we've done a good job in practice, and I have the belief that we're going to make plays when we get the opportunities in games. But we just got to keep working at it.
The last couple of weeks, were teams taking away Coleman in the passing game, or it just didn't go that way?
Yeah, I think it just didn't go that way for whatever reason. You know, sometimes the ball finds different guys. You know, I think the production from Julio has been higher probably the last 2 weeks than it had been earlier in the season. So the ball at different times of the year, you know, I always feel like is going to find different guys. But Tevin's, you know, he's going to be a huge part of what we do, always is.
And I have a theory that those guys, when it's going to take y'all a while to get the deep ball timing down, are you all still working on that, and is that an ongoing process?
Yeah, I mean, that's every day. Every day we work at it. And like I said, I think we're close. You know, honestly, when we look at it, we are close. But, you know, you have to be precise in this league, really precise. And we haven't, you know, done a good enough job with that yet. But we got the guys. We've got the scheme. We've got everything we need to do it. And, you know, I fully expect us to make those plays as we move forward in the season.
Dan kept talking about going out there and doing it. And practice and
yeah.
Working on those things and working on more and doing more. What do you feel like you guys can do more out on the practice field to get those kind of things going in those different scenarios?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it takes extra work, and that's, you know, that's what it's all about. I think, you know, our coaching staff has a saying that you get what you emphasize. And, you know, as coaches, I think emphasizing third down and red zone production for us on offense is critical. You know, this game, this league is all about situations. And we haven't done a good enough job up until this point of this season making plays in critical situations like the red zone and like third down. And so extra work on that in practice and being detailed in our meetings and walkthroughs, that's where it starts. And I believe that, you know, you take it from the meeting room to the practice field, you take it from the practice field to the game field. And, you know, I think we're going to do that.
He also said high 20s when it comes to running the ball. That's the goal. You know, of course, that changes from week to week.
Yeah, for sure.
With these Jets teams, you know, they got some two guys up front that are pretty good. So what about that and try to achieve that balance?
Yeah, I mean, we want to stay balanced. We're at our best. You know, when we're running the football, we're able to use our play action pass. And then, you know, in our drop back passing game, we execute on third downs and in red area situations. That's, to me, you know, when we're at our absolute best. And, you know, you have to convert third downs to get to those run numbers that Dan talks about. I mean, we have to be on the field more than we've been. And so improvement in the third down area, I think we've been fairly productive on first and second down. We just need to clean a few things up on third down, and when we get our chances, make our plays.
Do you have a power package, jumbo package or power package that can help y'all in short yardage situations?
Yeah, we have that up every week. And, you know, sometimes it's an advantage for us, sometimes it's not, you know, depending on who you're going against.
It's got to be frustrating with what you guys did last year, Matt. I mean, I know you keep stay focused on the day and working to improve, but just how does it, you know, when you had so much success this team did last year offensively and to kind of be in this rut you're in here these last couple of weeks?
Well, it's never fun to lose games. I mean, that's first and foremost, that's, you know, that sucks regardless of what we did last year or the year before that or the year before that. When you don't win games, it's not fun. You know, but we've got to find a way for this team to play the way that we're capable of as a team. We can't worry about last year. I know that constantly gets brought up, but, you know, as players, we're not thinking about last year. We're thinking about what we did last week and how we can be better from last week to this week. And so that's, to me, where the focus is at. That's where my focus is at. We're not playing good enough as a unit in 2017. And, frankly, I don't really care to go back to 2016. I mean, it's just, it's not useful for us.
Talked about the bear isn't loose, and some of the guys say you're one of the leaders on this team. Is that a message you have to give to them in like a big team meeting, or is that something everybody kind of gets off your just the way you are?
Well, I think Dan does just such a good job of kind of emphasizing the messaging for the week in our team meetings. As players, we spend so much time together, whether it's in the locker room, on the practice field, in meeting rooms, you know, that messaging is constant. And for us, you know, it's about taking a deep breath, understanding we've got a lot of good players on this team. And when we get our chances, you know, go cut it loose and make plays. And at the end of the day, you know, it really is as simple as that. It comes down to, in the course of a game, a handful of plays, four or five, that when you get your chances, you make those plays. And we're going to do that. You know, I believe that. And the way to do it, like I said, is to just, you know, work really hard at practice, make sure that we're executing in practice and believe that that's going to carry over into the games.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I would have to have a familiar face back in the locker room there.
Spoon! It's always good to have Spoon back. You certainly hear him when he comes in, you know. You guys know it. I haven't talked to him. So I've loved him as a teammate, playing with him for a number of years. And it's good to have a familiar face back in there. He can do good things for us, for sure.
Is he just going to be like Morton Anderson? He'll just show up every year.
Like maybe. Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I'm sorry, what is your breakdown of the Jets' defense as a whole?
Yeah, I think they're solid. I mean, when you look at what they've done as a front seven against the run game, they're extremely effective against the run. I think they do a nice job of creating pass rush with multiple different pressure packages. And they've got some good young players in the secondary. I think their safeties are young and talented. And, you know, I think they're improving. So, I, to me, it's a good defense, really good defense.
Last thing for me, that play, the last touchdown, the positive that you had against the Patriots, I don't know if that's proof to, hey, you know what, Julio can go get the ball in any scenario. He can snatch it away. He can do it. Obviously, you talked about getting him more involved. But when you go back and see a play like that, does that kind of speak to that?
I mean, it was a hell of a play. For him to be able to just how strong he is, how great his hands are. I mean, it's I see it every day, so it doesn't surprise me, but it's always impressive. And we know that. I mean, we've got to give him opportunities, and I think we've done a good job of that. I think Sark's done a great job of that, finding ways to get him involved when teams are really trying to not let him get involved. And, you know, that helps us. I mean, he's so productive, but he's such a, you know, freak. He's such a beast that, you know, we'll find ways to get him the rock.
What did you see from Jamal Adams, safety?
Yeah, talented. You know, to me, good speed. Physical, you know, I think improving, that's one of the things I think when you turn on the tape from week one to where we're at this point of the season, I think there's improvement and comfort within the scheme. And so, you know, I've been impressed.
And Muhammad Wilkerson and Leonard Williams up front, how do those guys play for the Jets?
Very well. You know, they're both great players, extremely physical, good both as, you know, both against the run and the pass, extremely talented. So, we've got to do a good job up front. You know, that's first and foremost every week. It's about winning the line of scrimmage, and I think our guys will be up to the challenge.
Was Jordan Jenkins showing up, old Georgia linebacker?
You know what? Their linebackers are good to me. They're athletic. That's the number one thing. I think when you see this scheme, a 3-4 scheme, sometimes you have bigger downhill guys, and their guys are athletic side to side, but both physical. And so I've been impressed with their entire linebacking core.